Hello, and welcome back to another chapter on Understanding the Brain. I'm your host, Randy Bignell, here to guide you through today's deep dive into how information travels in the brain. Imagine a bustling city with roads, highways, and complex intersections. The brain's information pathways are just as intricate, a vast network that communicates seamlessly to create our thoughts, actions, and emotions. So, how does all this information move within the brain? Let's find out. The communication of information in the brain is an extraordinarily dynamic process involving countless neurons and synapses working together in harmony. Neurons are the building blocks of this system, using both electrical impulses and chemical signals to relay messages across vast neural networks. When a neuron receives input, it fires an electrical impulse known as an action potential, rapidly shifting its membrane potential to pass information along its axon, a slender structure leading away from the cell body. Once this action potential reaches the end of the axon, neurotransmitters are released across the synapse, the small gap between neurons. These chemical messengers bind to receptors on the receiving neuron, sparking a new electrical signal that continues the information relay. This process, known as synaptic transmission, forms the backbone of brain communication, allowing neurons to integrate signals and work together. In the brain, excitatory and inhibitory neurotransmitters balance neural activity, helping neurons to either go or hold. For example, GABA, introduced in our previous episode, acts as an inhibitory signal, dampening neuronal firing to keep brain activity stable and coordinated. This careful equilibrium enables complex behaviors and cognitive processes to unfold smoothly. Information also travels through large-scale neural networks where clusters of neurons synchronize their firing to encode sensory stimuli, memories, or motor actions. Glial cells, which outnumber neurons, play a key role by providing structural support, regulating the brain's environment, and fine-tuning synaptic activity. Connectivity, how neurons and brain regions link together, is central to this process. These connections allow the brain to integrate sensory information and create a cohesive view of the world. For example, different brain regions process sensory inputs, such as vision or sound, before linking together to form a seamless sensory experience. Connections also support higher-order cognitive functions like attention, memory, and decision-making. Attentional networks link sensory processing, executive control, and arousal regions to filter out distractions. Memory networks connect areas responsible for encoding, storing, and recalling information, allowing us to learn from and remember our experiences. This intricate network supports the brain's ability to adapt and reorganize. Through neuroplasticity, circuits adjust to new challenges, forming and strengthening new connections, or pruning those that go unused. These changes refine and optimize the brain's responses over time, enabling learning and growth. However, when connectivity is disrupted, brain function can be compromised, leading to conditions like depression, anxiety, ADHD, and schizophrenia. This highlights the essential role connectivity plays in cognitive functions and emotional balance. In short, the journey of information across the brain is both a marvel of complexity and testament to the adaptive nature of our neural networks. Understanding this system helps us unlock the mysteries of how our minds work and paves the way for innovative treatments for neurological and psychiatric conditions. That wraps up today's exploration of information flow within the brain. I hope this journey into neural connectivity and communication has been enlightening. Join us next time as we delve even deeper into the brain's incredible capabilities. Thanks for tuning in.